Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Montana farmers and ranchers facing severe drought have 8 months to apply for federal emergency loans. State officials urging affected producers to contact their local Farm Service Agency office immediately to get the process started. The application window opens after the U.S. Department of Agriculture designated 10 Montana counties, including Cascade, Hill, Madison, and Teton, as primary natural disaster areas this week. 11 neighboring counties also qualify for the emergency aid following widespread crop and pasture losses during a destructive growing season. Confirmation now that an outspoken New York congresswoman will be, in fact, appearing at a high-stakes political rally that's been moved to next week in Missoula. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Flight Attendants Union President Sarah Nelson were originally slated to appear at the Wilma tomorrow. However, organizers announced that the event had been pushed back to next Thursday, May 28th. The rally is a campaign stop to support Democratic candidate Sam Forstag in his run for Montana's Western Congressional District. Doors for the rescheduled event are going to open next Thursday at 5 p.m. The city of Missoula has secured a national silver designation for its work to expand electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The recognition comes from the Charge Smart program, a federally funded initiative by the U.S. Department of Energy. Missoula achieved the silver ranking after updating its new unified development code. That policy overhaul removed regulatory barriers and allowed more electric vehicle chargers to be permitted by right in all parking lots and setting clear rules to separate charging stations from traditional gas stations. In fact, you try to park a EV in Missoula, chances are if you're in the parking garage or those kind of locations, you'll find a plug. City transportation planners say the code updates create a predictable framework that should attract future public and private investments while supporting Missoula's long-term environmental and sustainability goals. This is the Montana State News Network.